dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today in the Franciscan calendar, we celebrate St. Margaret of Cortona, who was a convert, let's say, not from some other sect to Catholicism, but from a life of sin to a life of holiness. At a young age, she fell in love with a young man and began to live with him outside of the bond of holy matrimony, so living in sin. And this went on for a number of years. And then suddenly the young man was killed, and young Margaret came across his corpse, and it shocked her. And she was given the grace to see the error of her ways, and she committed herself from then on to a life of penance and conversion and good works, and she grew in holiness and became a great saint. And this is one of the many, many cases throughout the history of Christianity of that which we all should aspire to, the conversion of life. There, I had to make a choice today between the readings of the day, which in the universal calendar, it's Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, or the specific readings in the Franciscan lectionary. And so we went with the readings from the fifth Tuesday of Easter here. And there's just a couple of verses that I'd like to focus on. We've been, I think everybody is aware that this past Saturday was the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. And there are many, the entire Fatima message really is an appeal on the part of Our Lady for us to hear the Word of God, to hear the Gospel, and to put it into practice. Fatima is an appeal to live the Gospel. And in the reading from the Holy Gospel that we heard today, Jesus said words that we repeat every day during the consecration or after the consecration of the Holy Eucharist, just before communion. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And I've often pondered on that phrase, and it occurred to me recently that in some sense, I think those words very well could refer to his mother that he gave to us. Our Lord gave us many teachings. He gave us the sacraments. He gave us his own life. But in concrete, after his death, resurrection, and ascension, his mother is the visible remainder of what he gave us. And then the church was born on Pentecost. But for a time, it was only his mother that was tangibly something that linked us to him. And the key to that, to my understanding of that, is the word peace. St. Augustine says, peace is the tranquility of order. I think it's St. Augustine who said that. Peace is the tranquility of order. God created all of the universe with an order, a harmony, a perfect balance, without strife, without suffering. That was God's order. And then, under the instigation of the evil one, Adam and Eve sinned, and disorder entered into nature, or into our human nature. And the consequences of that are sin and death. As we know, death is the consequence of that sin, the disorder. God did not make us to die. He made us for life. And our Lord makes that very clear in many ways. So where is this peace that our Lord is speaking of? We see all around us strife, suffering, war, hatred. That's not peace. But he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And of all human creatures, only one was ever perfect and always perfect in peace, and that is His Immaculate Mother. Because within her is that tranquility of order, which is perfect holiness. Because she, God is holy, and she was always in perfect harmony with God's will. Never any resistance, never any deviation, but always perfect loving acceptance of God's will. And so as we go through Fatima, the centennial, examining more closely, studying the true meaning of that message and the promise of peace that was given, Our Lady said, "If my requests are heeded, there will be peace." And so this is the peace that our Lord is speaking of and that Our Lady wants us to have. And it's within our grasp. The world rejects Christ. We, the Church, proclaim Christ. That's what the whole first reading was about. And St. Paul, after recovering from nearly being killed, was revived and then told the other disciples, exhorting them to persevere in the faith, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." And Our Lady, in the most fundamental aspect of the Fatima message, reminded us of this. She said she wants us to accept this, as St. Paul did, the hardships that are necessary for us and for many other souls to enter into the kingdom of God. The first thing she asked the three shepherd children, "Will you offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings He sends you in atonement for all the sins that offend Him and for the conversion of sinners?" Is that not exactly what Jesus Christ did for us? Our Lord said at the ending of today's Gospel about the evil one, whom He calls the ruler of this world. He says, "He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." These words in reference to the passion and death that He just predicted. And so, if we, like Margaret, before her conversion, have lived far from God, pursuing not the tranquility of order, but our own will, then we're called by Our Lady to leave behind that sin. She said, "Stop offending God, for he's already much offended." And that's part of the warning, because sin, as I said, brings about death. And we're living, as St. Pope John Paul II said, in a culture of death. I mean, the modern culture is the exact opposite of the tranquility of order. It's the rejection of order. And we, like Margaret, have the opportunity to embrace order, to do penance, to renounce our sin and to accept the cross and offer that up in reparation for our own sins and for the conversion of sinners. And that's what we're called to. And heaven rejoices. The readings that we didn't read from Margaret of Cortona refer to that conversion and to life, which is the consequence. And so let us appeal to Our Lady of Fatima to bring about in us an ever more perfect conversion and conformation or conforming to Jesus, her Son, and our Savior, that we may have life and have it abundantly as He wills. Praise be Jesus and Mary.